The Gemara Kiddushin, in the very beginning, presents a very strange limud, a very strange derivation. We learn out the laws of Kiddushei Kesef, of the money and the form in which we use to get married. When a man marries a woman and he presents her with a ring, this ring is the modern form of what's called Shava Kesef, the equivalent of money. Now, how do we know that when you get married, you affect the Kiddushin, you affect the marriage with money, or the equivalent of money? So the Gemara derives this from the fact that it says, Ki ikach ish isha, when a man will take a woman as his wife. The word kicha, to take, appears in another context as well, and that is in our Parsha, when Avraham purchases the land, the plot of land, known as the Marat HaMachpelah, the cave, which is the burial site of the Avot, the Imahot, of Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, of Sarah, Rivka, Leah, as well as Adam and Chava. When he purchases this plot of land, this burial plot, the word kicha is used as well. The word to acquire is used, and we know that he acquired that plot of land with money. And so the Gemara tells us, just as the word kicha, to purchase, to acquire, is used in the context of Avraham's acquisition of the Marat HaMachpelah, which was done via kesef, with coinage, with money, so too the word kicha, which is used by marriage, teaches us that you affect the kinyan, affect the transaction of a marriage by giving over money, or the equivalent of money nowadays in the form of a ring. However, this is a bizarre idea, because the notion, the concept of affecting a marriage, a sacred union between a man and a woman, a marriage which is built on love, on affection, with optimism, all kinds of hopes and dreams in the future, to correlate that relationship, that momentous occasion, that wonderful event in life, with the thought, with the notion that a person is burying his own wife, and that is the story of Avram and Sarah, is unthinkable. It's beyond strange. After all, our sages and our tradition, our rabbis, go out of their way to append all sorts of wonderful and meaningful rituals of simin tov, of good simin, of good sign, and good mazel to the marriage. There are only certain times of the month you're supposed to get married. The beginning of the month is considered more auspicious, according to our halachic sources. It's considered a simin tov for the marriage. The Gemara in Ksuvos tells us that there are certain days of the week that we prefer to get married because we have the bracha of fish, the bracha of dogim on a Wednesday night. And that idea of getting married when we have the bracha of pruervu, miluas aretz, that idea carries over into our rituals. All sorts of customs that we have on the day of the wedding, the time of the wedding, the planning of the wedding, are all to say that we want this to be a simin tov, we want this to be a good sign for a good, long-lasting, enduring relationship built on love and built on good feelings. Why then would we learn the entire idea, the entire concept of Kiddushin, that it only goes into effect, that its whole kashrus, its whole validity, is founded upon a drasha, which goes back to the purchase of a burial plot, of an abandoned cave, a forgotten place deep underneath the earth? This is the question which is posed, question which is developed by the great Emunas Itechar of Moshe Wolfson Shlita, who suggests a novel understanding in response to this problem. He suggests that Hebron and Maras Machpelah represents the hiddenness of the world. All of the Kedusha in the world comes in two forms. That of Yerushalayim is revealed, it's on the outside, it's for everyone to see, it's up, and it's above, it's on a mountain. But the Kiddushah of Hebron is deep down below the earth. Maras Machpelah means, and so Maras Machpelah represents that which is hidden, that which is not revealed to the eye. It's underneath the ground, it's buried not one layer but two. There's a double, Chazal point out that the Maras Machpelah is a double layer. There's a double layer of a cave. That beneath the first layer, there's another section in which the Kivrei Avos and Imos is found. And Rav Wolfson suggests that because Hebron is this hidden gem, where all of the kedusha, all the sanctity, is not revealed to the eye. As a result, there's an endurance, there's an everlasting power of Chevron and of Marat Machpelah. Whereas the kedusha of Yerushalayim, to a certain extent, can be destroyed, that the enemies can come in, they could destroy the Beis HaMikdash, the Jews could be thrown out. The kedusha of Chevron is la'ol me'ad, because it lasts forever, because it's hidden. And that which is hidden is safeguarded, it's protected. And as a result, Avraham Avinu wanted to create a place. He wanted to put his wife in a place in which that kesher was forever. Rav Wolfson says that Sha'arei afilu l'achra chayim adayin mischabrim hazugot yachar af al pishik far nifsak yitkashrut shel itgalya. What was remarkable about that place is that the connection between the marriage partners, between husband and wife, between Avram and Sarah, between Yitzchak and Rivka, and onward, that connection is enduring even after this lifetime. And so Maras Machpelah was chosen because the connection lasts forever. And so what better source exists for the bracha of the chasen and the kala, for the mitzvah of kiddushin, for the onset of marriage, than an institution which was a relationship that is to last forever? When Avram purchases the cave, he's not buying a burial plot and saying goodbye to his wife. He is cementing that relationship and saying it lasts forever. Me'ida u'magida, says Rav Wolfson, she'ein zivug Yisrael davar nifsak. The relationship between the husband and wife never ends. Raku begin binyan ade'ad u'magia ad l'nishamot. It's a binyan ade'ad, it's a building that lasts forever. It reaches the level of the souls. And so what better simen, what better sign, what better idea to burn in our memories under the chuppah than the idea that this relationship is so beyond the physical, it's so beyond the existence in this world. And what more comforting idea that those who are grieving a loved one to remember that their connection was forged in the image of the eternal relationship of Chevron, the eternal city, the eternal connection between the Avos and the Imos. And that idea is supposed to inspire every chasen and kala. There is no better source of kesef kedushin, of kicha kicha, than the acquisition of that field of Ephron. Chazal tell us that, Gemara, in the beginning of Sotah, that prior to a neshama coming to this world, a bas kol, a heavenly voice, calls out and says that this particular young man is to be married to this particular young woman, as the shidduch is made in heaven. And only afterwards, right, when we're born, and then we go through life, and we choose a path, and a school, and family, and all these things, do we then figure out that neshama, that person we're supposed to marry. But the notion of beshert, which the Gemara expresses, is that the relationship predates all those decisions that we made in this world, which is physical. I think what the Gemara is trying to tell us is do not think that your relationship begins when you go on your first date and ends when you leave this world. A relationship with a spouse is predestined. It's before this time. It's beyond time. It's the notion that is imbued within the concept of Maras Machpelah. And to a certain extent, all relationships we have are much older than us. Whenever you find a pull, an attraction towards someone, a meaningful connection, a chavrusa, a friend, a person who helps you out, with whom you work together, with whom you have meaningful endeavors, it's because there is a pulling, there's a calling of your souls to be pulled together. The Yitzmach Moshe of Satmir writes that whenever you find an attraction between one soul and another, it's the Kadosh Baruch Hu pulling you together. If you know that, if you know that the attraction of our souls is beyond the physical world, then there's a comforting idea to know. For even when distance, time, and even death separate people, that the souls are eternally together. in the vein of Maras Machpela of the Avos and the Imos, in that sacred cave that was purchased years ago by our father Avraham.